If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there, take us wherever you go, and get the podcast there later on in the day, and we'll talk more about that as the show goes along. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome to a Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I barely made it here.
Why?
Because you know how you forget that you turned off your alarm, and you're like, you close your eyes for 2 more seconds?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, ah!
I can't do that.
Oh, I can't.
I cannot do that. I just know that I'm going to oversleep.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Yeah,
I can do it, and then I oversleep.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. Then you get up, and you're scrambling. Because you're running late, you're panicking.
Well, and not only that, it's trash day. Yeah, so I did get my can out. I got one can out.
Girl.
I got you out. The major one with all the food in it.
Yeah.
You know, from the fridge.
The one that stinks.
Yeah, because I got new groceries, so yeah.
Good for you.
Yep, so that's my day this morning so far. And it's only what time? It's like 4 after 6?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not too bad. I'm completely the opposite.
At least I'm an adrenaline junkie, right? Like, so because all that happened, it was psychotic. And all that, blah, I'm awake.
Yeah, which you are. I had exactly the opposite. I didn't sleep well at all last night. I mean, you were out of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you slept deep. I didn't sleep at all last night. I was up and down and up and down and finally just got up.
I heard this. Beep. Beep. Oh, no. The dreaded sounds.
Let me guess. Fire alarm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just closed the door and pretended like I didn't have
to. Just bury your head in a pillow.
Yeah, just bye-bye.
Is it still going off?
I don't know. I left.
Do you have the really high ones?
Yeah.
You have to go get a ladder scaffolding out of the backyard. Yeah. That's what I have to do.
I know.
Then the ladder sits in the house for about a month. It does. It does. Oh, we had somebody come over one day and they said, why do you have a ladder up there?
Do you guys still have your Christmas tree up?
No, it's down.
Right,
it's down, but it's still in the room. It's in the box.
It's in the box.
Yeah, we can't get to the storage area because of Grandpa Goves.
Oh.
He's got so much junk down there. It's all blocked off, so we can't put the Christmas decorations away. So they're sitting at the front door of the house. I mean, you got the bulbs. You got everything sitting there.
I was kind of kidding, but wow.
You might as well just throw it up. We're almost to there anyway.
They are boxed up, okay?
Yeah.
It's so obvious what it is.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of the way we roll at my house.
All right,
yeah,
well,
it takes a while to get things done. Yeah. My wife will come home. Now, I'm not like this. I might go a day or two, okay? But she'll come home from a trip and she'll put her luggage in the open area there when you come through the door.
Yeah.
It will sit there for 3 months.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And
I keep thinking, though, if the stuff in there was important enough to take on a trip, don't you need it daily in some cases?
At least mine's open in the foyer.
Well, funny you should say that because that's the next step.
Right.
Okay. It sits in the foyer for about 2 months. Uh-huh. And then the next thing I know, it's open. It's not moved.
Right.
It's just sitting in the same place, wide open.
Yeah, mine's wide open. Yeah. Mine is definitely wide open.
And then you just pick what you need out of it and then go about your day.
I can't do that.
Oh, I can.
I can't. I got to put it away.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to be, I'm not a Carson, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have OCD, nothing like that, but I just cannot let my luggage sit there with my stuff in it.
Well, but I've only been home a couple of days, so it's fine.
Been home for a week.
No, I got home, what's today?
Thursday.
Thursday?
You got home Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
No, Monday.
Monday.
Because
Monday.
You weren't here on Monday.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Well, you get a pass.
Yeah.
You get a pass. My wife's luggage is from a trip taken last July, so it's been a year. We have to take a break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. Happy Thursday. I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today. 85 for a high, so not too bad. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
You guys have got to be excited. You're going to Cirque Soleil tonight,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah,
Carson
media party.
And his family, and I'm taking my son.
Yeah, those shows, they're always great.
They are.
Yeah, these people are very impressive. If you get a chance, get tickets and go down there. It's at Ball Arena in the parking lot, I think, right?
Yeah, right in the
they
big
They throw up those
lot.
Tents down there, and they have a big blast. So you guys are going tonight. Should be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Yep. I saw a little survey that came out, and we're not a sports station, but every now and then, if it has something in it that's relative to Denver and the Broncos, then we mention it here and there. But it came out on ESPN yesterday, and they had all the coaches, the executives, and let's see who else, some other people that voted on the best quarterbacks in the league.
Currently?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Our little Bo Nix didn't make it.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, he got a couple of votes.
Okay.
Somebody threw a couple of, stragglers in there for him.
Yeah.
But he came in last place.
How's that Sanders kid doing?
Yeah, well, he wasn't a part of it.
Oh,
he's not thrown
either?
His first pass.
Yeah, still a rookie. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's
not. He never got cut, right?
No, he
not
hasn't.
No.
So he's not officially on the team yet because they haven't announced the roster for the year. But Bo Nix ended up last, but he did get some votes. So there are some that didn't even get votes. So it's not that bad. Patrick Mahomes, number one.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
You love to hate him.
I know, right? I was seeing that. So there was this whole thing on TMZ yesterday. It was the leading story about Taylor Swift's dad. That he had major surgery. He had like
big time.
He had like quintuple. Yeah, heart bypass surgery, which I've never even heard of. I've always heard of whatever the other one is. But yeah, quintuple, and that's why they've been down in Florida. Because everybody's like, why are they down in Florida? Why? What's going on? But that's where her dad lives.
He lives in Florida.
Yeah, he lives in Florida. Yeah, so that's why Travis has been practicing down there.
Okay, yeah. So he's been working out down there. Mm-hmm. But dad, I think he's going to be okay.
Oh no, they said he's fine.
Yeah, he didn't have a heart attack or anything like that.
Nope.
It's just that they found, I guess, blockage in his system. But I've never heard that term either.
Yeah,
the quintuple.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of it.
How many is a quintuple? Is that two? 2, 3, 4, 8? How many?
Quinn. Uno, dos.
Five.
Five.
Yeah. Five. Holy cow.
Man, that's like every heart you got.
Jeepers.
Jeepers.
Creepers. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the big rumor why they've been down there. Yeah.
And I saw, since you brought up Taylor Swift, I did see a report this morning that I guess they're asking Taylor Swift to back off just a bit with the Chiefs, okay? Because they feel like that the crappy year that Travis had last year was all because of her, okay?
She applied too much pressure. They love her there. The owners, the owners love her on camera. That brings so much revenue to them. Are you kidding?
Even the coach, Andy Reid.
He loves her.
I'm just telling you what the report is. The report is that they're asking her to back off a little. Just back off. He had a crappy year last year. Let's do better this year.
She brought a lot of revenue.
Yeah, well, you know, a woman can do that to you.
She really can't. Well, we need to prop up this Bo Nix's wife. She's a hottie.
Yeah, she is
a hottie.
Yeah. I don't know her name. That's what we need to get her name out there. You know,
I think it's Gladys or something like that.
Because the closest that we had to like a name associated with a football player was Eric Decker's wife.
Jesse James Decker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Betty Manning comes close.
Betty Manning. Yeah. Yeah. She did a lot out there, didn't she?
Betty Manning. Yeah, she was pretty popular for our show.
She was on tour. She went on tour. Yeah.
Another piece. Von Miller. Remember the rumor was that he was going to come back here to play for the Broncos for one more year and retire here? Not going to happen.
Yeah, he's a Commander now.
He announced it yesterday. A Redskin.
Commander.
Redskins.
They're the Washington Commanders.
Redskins.
Oh, boy. So early for this.
Vaughn, he put it out yesterday that Bronco Nation, I won't be there.
Not oh, that's a shame.
Back.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
And he's only going to play one more year, it looks like.
I wonder why he didn't choose here.
I think we didn't choose him.
Oh, shoot. Well, that happens.
That's the way it works, Jamie.
Hey, what's Bo Nix's wife's name?
Izzy.
Now, see, that's a cute name that we can all,
Yeah, Izzy Nix.
Izzy Nix.
Yeah. That's an easy one, right?
Hey, Izzy Nicks. It really rolls off the tongue.
It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, there you go. The sports update from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. That was pretty stellar, wasn't it?
Crossed it.
Didn't they have the big award show last night?
ESPYs.
They had the ESPYs last night on ESPN? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
It's the worst award show in the world, dude.
Dumbest thing. It's like the Emmys, man. It's just dumb. Just dumb. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is coming up.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, lots to get to. First of all, you know, we were talking about Bo Nix not making the list of the best quarterbacks, which is kind of a bummer. But I was just looking up Izzy. Izzy is his wife. Do you know what her maiden name is?
I have no idea.
Smoke.
Izzy Smoke.
Izzy Smoke.
That's a great name.
Like she's a smoke show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's a great name.
Izzy Smoke.
Izzy Smoke. Smoke show. Yeah, Izzy the Smoke. Smoke show. Yeah, she was an Auburn cheerleader, and I guess that's how they met or whatever.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, but Izzy Smoke. I mean, because you know when people met her, they're like, oh, because you're a smoke show.
Yeah.
Because she is hot. She is
smoking hot. Yeah.
Very hot. All right. Oprah Winfrey. She took a little jab at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I don't know if you have the audio.
I got it right here.
No, oh, you do? Okay.
Not in here.
All right. She was on Kelly Ripa's Let's Talk Off Camera podcast. And she took a little swipe at their last name. Here it is.
So I get a call from Harry, Prince Harry, on Easter Saturday. And he says, oh, sorry to bother you, oh, but we have a duck problem here. Some baby ducks, a duck had come into their yard and had laid kids down to the pond to come to see you put the ducks in the pond. So he goes, no, we're coming right away. We're coming over. Okay. So we have the kids all waiting for the ducks to come to the pond. Harry pulls up and I say, no, the pond is that way. He opens the door. He goes, what? Which way? I go, pond is that way. And as he opens the door, the mama duck flies out and he's got all the baby ducks in a box. She goes, oh no, the mama duck has flown away. Then we're chasing the mama duck who's in the front yard and has flown to the other side. We've got her ducks. Harry's running after, Meghan gets out, she's running after, chasing the mom and trying to get the mom to come back for their ducks. And for like a half an hour, we're running around with the ducks in the box and we're all, and we have video.
It's stars, the funniest thing I've ever stars, seen. They're just like us.
God, I hate all of them.
Where's the dig?
Yeah, it's not there. That's a different
There's no one. Dig there.
That it's a different piece of audio. All right, anyway, well, yeah, so it's...
So we got the duck story for nothing?
But it was a great duck story. I really enjoyed it.
Did that for 30 minutes.
I saw this duck, this video of the ducks, and they were on right on the edge of a waterfall.
Oh, God.
And one of the baby ducks went over, and mom, she just came to the edge, backed up, came to the edge. You could tell she had to go
She's
get her baby,
stressed
you know?
Out. Yeah.
And this is what this story reminded me of. I had to continue to watch the video. So eventually, the mom duck, she, boom, down there to the baby duck. The other ducks right in behind her. They were all home together again.
What a beautiful story.
But they can solve their own problems. Yeah. It's the moral to the story, Jamie, if you just give them a chance.
Did you see that elephant who passed out from stress?
No, I did not.
Because her baby elephant went into a hole, and so she was so stressed out, she passed out.
You know, those make me sad.
It was kind of a sad story.
When I go through the feed, and I see where one animal attacks another animal and kills it or whatever, I know it's the circle of life. Yeah. I get it, Jamie. I knew you were coming with that.
Well, no, it's just that they tell you, you know.
It still makes me sad.
I know.
You know, it's like that picture. Did you see the picture of Jay Cutler?
That's where I was going to.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
No, it's fine, but go ahead.
It's a good seg.
What was that?
Shmadeel?
Sorry, I was trying to find that other Oprah audio, and I had this potted up.
Are you okay?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm fine.
Are you drinking already?
I don't think he's a drinker. He's a stoner.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like
Are you high?
No. Yeah. I just forgot to maybe push the button.
Maybe you should be. Maybe you operate better.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, back to Jay
Cutler.
We
all know that person, right? That says that they work better if they're stoned.
Yeah, 100%.
Drive better. Yeah. Drive better. Everything.
And you're like, no, you don't.
Yeah, even as a pot smoker, I find those people really annoying.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. All right, anyway, what?
Jay Cutler. There's a picture of him. He went over to Africa. Is that right, Jay?
Yep.
And he killed, what was that, a wallaby or something?
No, it was gigantic.
Beautiful.
It was a beautiful animal.
A gorgeous animal. Yeah. It had this rack on its head that was probably 4 feet long. It was a big beast. I mean, a big beast. And there he is with his gun. And there's that dead animal. And I thought it was sad looking. I don't know why you do that.
Well, I do because overpopulation. I mean, we have the problem right now here in Colorado with overpopulation of deer. They really have it bad in Lanai. And they'll actually, as a tourist, you can get a tag for deer over there because they're having such a hard time with them being overrun. And what's great is in Lanai and what Jay Cutler did is they donate the meat. And so, like, if you go to any restaurant in Lanai, there's always, like, a deer sandwich, deer steak, deer whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so Jay Cutler also donated the meat to the local.
He did?
Yeah.
And it was a sable antelope.
Is it an overpopulated animal?
It's not.
That one's not, is it?
It's not, it's not even close to being extinct. Yeah, so.
No, I mean, are there too many of them, is what I'm saying.
I would be guessing.
That you have to wipe them out?
Yeah.
But it does look, that's a massive
it
creature.
It is so massive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of meat.
That's going to be a gigantic head on his on his wall. That one's going to be hard to put hats on.
Man, yeah. He's catching heat on that, too. I mean, people get outraged over stuff like that.
My sister, I don't know how big that rack is in the basement of my sister's house. It was my nephew's first kill. And you know, everybody puts their hats on him. Yeah. But I swear to God, that deer's eyeballs follow you in the basement.
Oh,
I swear it does.
My buddy has a mountain lion like rug,
yeah,
hanging up, and it's on the wall, and yeah, you can totally tell that thing's looking at you wherever you are. It doesn't matter.
It's the weirdest thing with those eyes. It's so bizarre. I know some friends, and they were going to get us a bear tag, and my kid, I was like, hey, I have a buddy. He's going to get us a bear tag. He's like, I'm not going to kill a bear. He's like, Mom, that'd be so sad. I was like. It's like the circle of life, you know? If we don't take out some of these animals, we're going to be overrun with them.
I don't think the circle of life is guns.
No, but it's killing them. Like cavemen did, right? We just have a different way of killing them.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so what else was I going to tell you? More HGTV shows have been definitely canceled. Oh, no. I always worry about what these people do after they have their shows canceled. This time it's... Tarek and Heather Ray, their shows were canceled. And then his ex-wife, Christina on the Coast on HGTV, that one was canceled as well. They're just going through blowing everybody out.
Yeah, I don't think they're making money now. I think it's kind of, you know, it's ran its course when it comes to these fix-ups, you know?
Maybe people are getting tired of it, you think? I love those.
There's a lot of content out there, you know, a lot for people to choose from, and some just don't make it, I guess.
Yeah, but Tarek and Christina have always been like.
I mean, they were the biggest stars on that.
Yeah,
HGTV.
They're like a fan favorite.
Well, not to mention Heather, Tarek's wife, is now gone from Selling Sunset.
So they don't even have a job?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're unemployed right now.
Right. Somebody said, can I see your sister's rack? Ha 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 ha. You know, my sister had a breast reduction. I was adopted.
But we'll post it if you want on Facebook. Just go check it out.
Obama's. Okay, so this is the whole thing with the Obamas. I guess Barack was on her podcast. Michelle hosted Barack, and he got on there, and they were talking about it yesterday. It's like... He goes, yeah, you know, it's so weird. I never even heard any rumors about the divorce thing. Yes, you did, Barack.
You heard about that. You heard about the Jennifer Aniston. You heard about all that.
Yeah, but he's saying he never, ever heard any of that. And then they laughed. And, oh, God. And then I put this over here. All right. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, we might get to take a lot of liquids on our airplane soon. It was so lovely when I flew to Hawaii not to take off my shoes.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah,
I didn't have to. It was the first day, the first hour of us not having to take off the shoes. And you should have seen the whole airport. We were all like,
It's like you got some freedom back.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it's the simple things, right? Yeah. Like, we were just like, everybody was cheering, just come into effect right when we were aligned. And so we were all so happy. And so now they're saying that we might not have to do the however many ounces of water. They're going to let you know, but it's not cleared yet. But gosh, that's a pain in the butt, too.
I think it's 3 ounces, right?
Yeah. And so right now, they might.
Any fluid.
They might change that. That would be fantastic. Because how many of us have had something confiscated, right?
Oh, thrown away. Just
baby lotion, right? Especially if you're carrying a big bag with baby crap in it. Oh, my God. They went through a bag. It's like, I got here with this baby lotion. Sorry, it's too much baby lotion.
God. And it appears that every airport, every city has a different policy on stuff.
I agree with that.
Can't we just get uniform on everything?
This whole no shoes thing, there are certain cities you go to that you don't even have to take your shoes off. And now it's across the board. But even with what you can carry in your pocket, for example, I had a cutter for cigars.
Uh-huh.
Had a cigar cutter, flew with it. But couldn't fly back with it. It just doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh. I agree.
It's weird.
I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Look for 85 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.